tell us about yourself. Where do you call?
Well, I call home Toronto, which is actually originally from. I spent a third of my life in the States, where I lived because that's.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was NC17, song is Trinity Bellwoods, and before that we heard Kittens from Winnipeg, song Tomboy. My name is Brian, and I'm very pleased to have in our studios Dave and Dave from the Rio Statics.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Bob. Brian.
Close.
Trinity Bellwoods, that's a park in Toronto where Tim and Martin once got beat up by... They got clubbed by five young youths who were high on crack cocaine.
Portuguese kids with big sticks, big branches they had ripped off the trees.
Wow.
They were giving Tim and Martin the business. And they were doing that. They weren't doing anything wrong. They weren't taunting them or anything. They were just... there you go. They were just minding their own business.
Has that got anything to do with NC-17? Like the fact that Tim and Martin were almost beat up. Was there a tie in there somehow?
I mean, was it the guys from NC-17?
Did they have... Yeah, maybe.
Could be. Could be, but NC-17, they're nice. They're up for the Monster Award that CFNY offers a commercial radio station. They give $100,000 to the band. They're one of the five bands that have made the finals. Them, NC-17, Change of Heart,
the
Killjoys, two other bands I forget.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you never know. They might be rich. They might be coming out here in a big giant bus with a airbrushed Conan the Barbarian on the side.
And we'll know it's because they won that and because they beat up Tim and Martin.
Exactly.
From the Rio Statics.
In NC-17, beat up Tim and Martin.
Don't get all experimental on us there with that camera.
I need to shut it off.
Now I should explain to the listening audience that the two Daves, both Bedini and Clark, have brought a video camera with them, and they're playing around with it all the time, which is... Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Am I a candid camera now?
No. No, it's just much nicer to... here, let me...
Take a hold of that mic there, Chief.
Let me talk to you right here. Can you hear me? Test one, two. Okay. Okay. Well, I guess we've brought a video camera. And why do we bring a video camera? Because we've decided to join the Pepsi generation.
All right.
Well,
are you filming everywhere?
Our friend gave us... You're a little low in our monitor.
Oh, my.
The headphones sound lovely.
How's that?
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Our friend gave us a video camera to just shoot all kinds of stuff, and then we're going to give it back to him, and then he's going to edit it all down, and maybe we'll make it available to fans and
stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
So you just film me. Do I get a cut of this somehow?
No.
You get your little performance royalty from SoCan.
Wow, I can't wait.
Check's in the mail.
The check's in the mail, man.
So it's what time? It says it's 3 o'clock, 10 to 3 here, but I believe it's really actually 10 to
it's
10.
It's quarter after 10. Now, this is actually
Brian,
quite early. Yes?
Can we take calls?
We could.
Do you think any of our fans would be up at this hour?
If they are up.
If they are up.
I mean, I'm surprised that you're up.
Do you mean up metaphysically or metaphorically?
Both. At the same time, too.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, callers, 822-2487, if you want to speak to Dave Bedini or Dave Clark.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Yes, we can do that.
Sie haben Spanisch?
822-2487, and I guess at some point we'll take some calls.
Okay.
How long do we have with you guys? How long can you stay till?
An hour?
All afternoon.
How about an hour? We'll stay.
Okay. Well, I think actually we only have till 11 anyway. So, hey.
There you go. That's good.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
And in doing good, what would that entail?
I don't know. It would entail not being dead.
There you go.
There you go. Now that's an up with life statement.
Way
are you
go.
Christian?
Not at all.
We are.
Remember the last time we were on here, we had to talk to that Christian guy?
Oh, I recall. Yes, with the Nardwar.
Did we?
Yeah.
What? Was there a Christian caller?
Or maybe you didn't know. You didn't come. You slept in. You were in a bad mood.
Oh, right? Bad. We won't remember that time.
No, it was the Rio Statics versus
the Church of
Scientology, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Church of Appliantology.
It wasn't really us versus because Nardwar was involved. So it was kind of Nardwar versus the Rio Statics and the Church of whatever it was.
Exactly.
So.
Was that the Church of the Hippie Dude?
Church of the Old Farting Man.
Yeah, true.
But if there's anyone out there from the Church of Scientology, we can, maybe
give us a call and I'll take any of you guys on full throttle.
We do actually have a caller. Oh, yeah.
We would have a caller.
Okay, well, I guess we'll do this first. Assuming they want to.
Brian, who was the other band you played? NC-17?
Kittens.
And where Winnipeg. Are they from? Winnipeg.
That's nice. Yes. Are they good?
They're pretty good.
Great.
Didn't really get to hear them.
And here's a connection. They're just on the cover of Stylus magazine out of Winnipeg. And I guess one of you knows Jill Wilson, the editor of...
Whose uncle shot The Crying Game and Backbeat.
Yeah.
Really?
You know her?
Yeah. I met her in Fredericton.
Crazy. There you go.
Yeah.
See, and you met her even farther away...
Than where she lives.
Than where she lives, much farther away.
Exactly.
Are you from Fredericton?
I am from here.
Oh, you are from
here? It was at National Campus Community Radio Conference.
Oh, cool.
Oh, man. Did they fly you out?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Cool. Did you go with Nardwar?
Nardwar stayed here.
I don't know if I like all of our government dollars going to feet the likes of you, Brian.
Yeah. I know. It's the burden you live with. Anyways, we got a caller. Do you
all
want
right.
to,
Eric,
would you like to speak
to you live with.
All right. Here we go. Caller, are you there?
Caller, are you there?
Caller.
It's hi, hello.
Where's the caller? I don't hear a caller. No, we're going to try again.
Who's our happy co-operator?
This is Miko, who's our program director. Who is
Hi, Miko. How are you doing?
She waves.
She's doing five fingers up.
Maybe. Oops. This is technology at work here.
That's okay. This is Campus Radio.
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Okay. Are they?
Caller, are you there?
Let me try this.
Jackpot's up to $75, caller.
Who was the man wearing the blue sock in that famous movie clip?
Okay, let's just do this in 2 seconds. So
that's
so,
okay. Yeah, we'll wait.
We'll wait on you. Does anybody know Avery Schreiber?
Why don't you tell everyone how your tour's been going so far?
It's the second day of our tour.
Well, okay, I'll tell you how our tour's going. Well, listen, folks out there, what we did was we decided that we would fly out to Vancouver and drive back across Canada, all the way back to Toronto where we live, and we haven't played a gig yet, but... Yesterday I had very good food. Oh, there you go. That's awesome. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
Caller, can you please turn down your radio?
Okay.
Just a little. If you want to have a personal conversation here.
Caller, do you know the answer?
Really. I'm Reverend Michael from the Church of Scientology.
Okay, Reverend Michaels, and what's your beef?
No, I just wanted to know what kind of traveling schedule you guys have and what you guys doing that way.
Okay, well, we're tomorrow playing in Vancouver, obviously, this fine town.
Yeah.
At the commode. Ballroom.
It's a good commode.
And
you can rest there.
Commode, or. And
then we go to Victoria to play Harpo's the next day. Then we travel to go to Kelowna to play this radio show.
At the Lizard.
The Lizard Radio Show.
And then we play in Edmonton at that next day.
But
at,
not before we stop in Golden for a cup of gold.
Golden Java.
So you guys are like pretty busy then, eh?
We are busy. We're playing every day until starting tomorrow.
We just toured in England. We came back. We were away for a month traveling in Scotland and England.
And how many dates did we play, Dave?
22 shows in 24
days.
How was the European response to the Rheostatic sound?
Terrible. No word? No.
No, it was good. And
it was mixed.
Garnered an audience in London, but... It's pretty tough to go. It's just like, it was like going on our first Canadian tour. You go somewhere, nobody knows who you are, you do your best.
Mike, can we tell you anything more about our travel arrangements?
We
stay at Best Western Hotels when on the road.
Oh, really?
No.
No, I know a real cool place, Kingsway Travel. No. Plug. No, I just want to know what it's like for you guys, because I have no idea, and I'm sure a lot of people don't.
What do you mean? Like just being on the road and stuff?
Well, yeah, being on the road and like, actually, expenses and stuff was another thing I was thinking about.
Are you in a band?
Do you have the
but I know lots of people who are.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Local. Do you have the Loud and Wainwright album Career Moves? Can you have someone check?
Loud and Wainwright.
Loud and Wainwright. Because there's a song on that album which describes exactly what it's like to be on the road.
Perhaps someone who's in our listening lounge. So
if someone isn't, they probably turned us off by now in the listening lounge.
Oh, I doubt it.
We travel in a van, a big size van. We've kind of upgraded vehicles as we've continued, like
but
with
down,
each tour.
We've
no, well,
too.
We did it. did a car the first couple of times. Then we went by train to Winnipeg. Then we flew, and then we had a small, tiny van, and then we had a Winnebago, but that was too expensive.
But what about Europe?
Oh, Europe! We traveled in a weird, like a horse ambulance. You know what those?
A horse ambulance.
No idea.
Just a like milk a, truck, like a milk truck.
Yeah.
It totally bizarre, like a senior's vehicle, but it was big, tons of room. And really bumpy, though.
And a bad stereo. It leaked.
Terrible stereo. And it leaked.
It would rain inside the van. And, you know, over there, it never rains in London.
Yeah.
A typical day, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, your van will smell.
That's why we do it, though.
You gather more than two men in one van, it will smell. Or boys, depending on what you consider yourself.
Or girls.
Men to boys, girls to men.
That's it.
And it's like a going on a big ship, you know.
Do Boys to Men smell more than we do, though? The group? I bet they smell great.
I bet they smell really, really fresh.
Boys to Men, that band.
Boys to Men. But you know, so you get in, like, you get in the van at 8 o'clock in the morning after playing a gig and packing up and getting to bed at 4:30 or 5, and you travel, and it's a good thing to have something to read. And people make jokes when they start off, and then they settle down, kind of like kids after eating dinner.
Yeah.
They run around and then they settle down, and then you go your own way and think passive or aggressive thoughts. And listen to your music and stare at the endless vast expanse of beauty if you're in Canada. And then we stop sometimes. And you stop and kind of heave yourself up off a chair in the van and go into the truck stop or the Husky or whatever.
Buy stuff that's bad for you.
Yeah, and usually... and if
as
you
much
luck
as
out,
you can get your hands on.
Yeah, if you can luck out, you go to it. You find some really good knickknacks or an awesome sticker and you buy that.
It's a run for the junk.
Have you found any awesome stickers?
Oh, definitely. At many, many, many places. And some awesome food, actually. And then, so you get back in the van, you eat, you chuckle.
Great food in Lloydminster.
Yes, very good food.
I have to go back there. KT's.
Alsace.
I'd like to make a plug for KT's in Lloydminster, right across from the subway. Don't go to the subway because it smells like puke in there. Yeah. Actually, it smells like decaying
right.
Animal corpses.
Yeah.
But KT's, good place.
KT's, you can get a good sandwich there.
Can we tell you anything more there,
Colin?
No,
sounds really rough, though. And who are you guys playing with, then?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Tomorrow. We're not playing tomorrow. Tonight. Things of Stone and Wood, whom we've never heard, and Adam West, whom we've heard quite often.
Great. Do you have the Adam West CD?
We do. Right,
you should play a number off that.
Do you have Things of Stone and Wood CD?
No. Yeah. Although, I know they played here like 3 or 4 times in the last month.
They played a lot, yeah.
And they're from Australia.
Yeah, they are.
But don't get the downside confused. The beauty of traveling and touring is you get to sit in a van.
I believe we've moved on, Dave.
And wait
Dave,
around.
Dave, he's delirious.
Wait around for 18 hours to play for an hour.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Colin.
Good luck.
Cheers. Hey, yes, we should play some Adam West soon.
We will. I mean...
But you got it queued up there?
They have their CD. No, I don't. I can, though.
Why don't you queue it up while we're talking? We'll keep the conversation
going.
I'll do
that. So I was going to ask you. You guys are a very Canadian band.
Damn right. Damn straight.
Like in the songs and everything.
You know it, little buddy.
I was just wondering, what do you think of Canada? You've been across.
Sucks, man. Sucks.
I hate it.
Do you
it
like it here?
Sucks. Man. We can't even get a gig. Hey, man. And no, we can't even sell a record.
Why do you think we put all those Canada references in there? Because Canada sucks.
In the words of one of Canada's greatest exports right now.
The Canadian, they won't support us, but we sold 1 million records already, but they won't support the Superman.
So sorry. Canada's awesome, and anybody who slags it is a slag, and slag off, sod off, bugger.
You even sing in French.
Oui.
C'est
bon.
But only on Melville.
C'est vérité. C'est vérité.
C'est vérité.
C'est very truthful.
C'est
vérité.
Very truthful. No, you know, yes.
We do once, we did it once, and we figured once was enough.
I'd like to do it more.
Or once is not enough. The
francophone language is one of the most beautiful languages on earth.
Dave, a phone a franc.
The francophone, the three beautiful languages. In that
and they are.
Here we go.
In order.
In order. There's Italian, number one.
A beautiful language.
Oh, yeah. There's French.
Oh, a beautiful language.
And third?
And third, there's Spanish.
Oh, a beautiful language.
So why don't you sing in Spanish a la Julio Iglesias, who does English and, you know, Spanish?
Well, we do Italian.
Yeah. We do Italian.
And we do French.
Really?
And we should do Spanish.
We should.
And I'd like to get to some of the more harsher Norman or less Norman languages, and maybe get to the German, and maybe we'll do some click talk songs.
How about Old English?
Sure.
I'd love to do
that. Medieval English would be great. Yeah. Middle English would be great.
Adam West, I guess, who you're playing with, and they're also they're Canadians too. They're from
They're from London, Ontario.
Yeah.
Although one of them, Dave Merritt, spent some time out here, I believe, studying in this very institution.
Studying law for 2 years, yeah.
And then he decided that he wanted to get rid of studying lore and get into folklore. And they are a great band.
Okay, well, which off their new CD?
Lower Income for me. What do you say, Dave?
Lower Income? Is that a song? Yeah, it is. What do you know?
Sure.
Track 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
great
7,
song.
8. Okay.
Lower Income describes probably something that many of us know.
Okay, and they're on Dave's Records of Guelph,
yep.
which is where you guys started.
That's our label, man.
And well, are you still you're really like on Sire, sort of?
No.
No.
Yes, we are. Yes. On Sire. Yes. It's a little label that the fellow who does our merchandise, Dave Tightrope, started to put out so that he could put out Greatest Hits, our first record on CD. And then he branched out to his own band, Dissemblers, the Inbreds Hilario.
UIC.
UIC and the Adam West record.
Hmm. And the tentacles go further. And it's also on, I think it's Drog/Sabretooth. Sabretooth put out by...
it is indeed.
Sabretooth is a label started by Tom Nesbitt and his cohort Matt of The Others, a young band from London, Ontario. And they've just recently, amongst releasing many other bands, Julia Propeller, The Others, Petch, Adam West, and various, they've just released a new Bobby Wiseman album, which is totally awesome, called
so they're going,
Beware
they're,
of Bob.
They're going on. It's going great for them.
Watch them.
Watch
out for them.
Watch out.
All right. Well, we'll give them a listen right now. Adam West, this is Lower Income on CITR 101.9 FM. We're with the Rio Statics. If you'd like to speak with Dave and Dave, that's Dave Bedini and Dave Clark, give us a call 822-2487.
Maybe I was always meant
All right, and we're back on CITR. And, whoa, hey, that's Adam West. Yeah, that was Adam West. Uh-oh. Emiko, can you let him in to there?
That was Adam West. Uh-oh.
That was.
Uh-oh.
And Dave Clark is now in the studio with me.
It's nicer in here, Dave.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. You go in there, and it's fun to watch you in there.
Okay.
I like to watch.
Yeah, so... What was I saying? Adam West, who are opening for you guys, and are they playing with you like on the whole tour?
On the whole tour, we're starting our tradition, hopefully, of taking or working with great new Canadian bands or old Canadian bands, whatever.
Well, you did last time with the Inbreds.
The Inbreds, who are the gods of campus rock radio in Canada.
They're great,
and they are indeed great. New album getting ready; it's in the can, and just recorded last week. Adam West, we're taking them across because Adam West are one of the best.
Cool. Okay, well, I just grabbed out the new Neil Young compilation. Neil Young, another Canadian.
Sort of. Half well, Canadian.
Even though he lives in the States. And
he still sounds Canadian.
He is, yeah, he still sounds it. Anyways.
Especially Piece of Crap. It's a vintage Canadian song.
Vintage old school Winnipeg.
Right.
Punk. Anyways, you guys had a song with the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir on it.
Indeed. Recorded live off the floor at the lovely gas station owned by Dale Morningstar of Dinner is Ruined, another great Canadian band, Don Kerr of the Bob Wiseman
Experience.
And what can I say, but it was just before we recorded it just before I contracted the flu and slight pneumonia.
And why did you choose to do, or did you choose to do this song?
Who chose? No, they chose it, didn't they?
Oh. Yeah, they chose it, yeah.
They chose it because they're fascists. They would not allow us a chance to even think about it.
They asked us to be on the record with them, and we said, sure.
And it okay. was fun.
The Bourbon Tabernacle Choir did, or
yeah,
Sony
did? No, the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir did. I don't even know why it's on Sony, really. They're not a Sony band or anything.
No, I think their indie label was distributed by Sony.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
But there's, they asked us because they're our buddies.
Yeah, well, there's like 35 different bands,
yeah,
I guess.
Rattle some of them off. Let's talk about
them. Okay, on the acoustic, there's, of course, the acoustic Out of the Blue and the electric Into the Black.
Well, let's talk about all the bands. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Crash Vegas.
Dave?
Crash Vegas, that last album sank like a stone, and it was called Stone. Never call your album after something heavy that sinks.
Lawrence Gowan.
great hockey player.
Apparently, his brother's pretty good, isn't he?
Terry Bone, yeah, he's a great player. All the Gowans, the three Gowan brothers are great hockey players.
Shakti Gowan. Okay, go on.
Let's see, Jeff Healy?
Great radio show, great radio voice.
Get rid
great
of the drummer.
Guitar sound.
Get rid of the bass player.
Rose Chronicles?
Don't know them.
Don't know them.
They're from Vancouver.
Are they good? Are they good people?
Yeah, they're
Pauly, our manager, wanted them to open for us really badly when we played in Toronto at the Bathurst Street Theater, but we'd never heard of them, so we couldn't have them.
Yeah, so Rose Chronicle, send a demo to our office.
Yeah,
and we'll check it out.
Well, they're on network. If that gives
well, that doesn't say much, does it?
Cowboy Junkies.
Cowboy Junkies, open that door, close it again. Okay, go ahead.
someone named the Rio Statics.
Losers. Go on.
Let's see who else is on this. David Wilcox.
Bad man. Bad drooling sexist beast.
That's on the acoustic. Now on the electric. Actually, there's about a dozen more.
Come on, keep them
going.
Brian, do the whole compliment
here. Barney Bentall.
Barney Dentures.
Barney Bendown.
Our Lady Peace.
Don't know them.
Great I'm Mother Earth.
No, actually, they're not on this, no. Blue Rodeo.
Great guys.
The biggest gumpers ever in the history of Canadian music. And next April 1.
They were better with Bob Wiseman, though, weren't they?
I don't know. They're some of the nicest guys around.
They're crazy.
Big Sugar.
Next.
You jest.
Big Sugar. The lead singer, Gordy, the guitar player, has a reputation of... walking around Queen Street, getting dressed up in really expensive
like
clothes
Stewart.
And going out to buy a carton of milk.
Here,
that's a bit of gossip for you.
There you go.
That's
go
interesting
ahead.
Gossip.
Not altogether a bad fellow.
Treble Charger.
Treble Charger. Good young band. Good, fine young band. Nay, NC-17.
Exactly. 5440.
Don't quit your day job, guys. That's what Phil Camobolero said to us once really nicely as we were going off on our first big tour to Ireland. Came out and stared at me and Dave as we were standing at the door saying goodbye and thank you to all the people. We were selling our little cheesy little cassette and we were little dweeby kids. And he said, don't quit your day job.
Head.
Brendan, you cannot see a man jump more in any band other than Brandon.
And they won that CFNY contest like the year before.
Yeah. They did. And where did the money go? Up their nose. No.
And up their bum.
Wild Tea and the Spirit.
Wild Tony Springer. Tony little stint with Bowie.
Little stint with Bowie. Wild Tea used to do these Hendrix tribute nights at the Elmo. And actually, they were really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Randy Bachman.
Hey. God. Get that man a tent.
I love Randy Bachman.
You know, he's Canadian, but he like lives in Point Roberts, which is just across the Washington state border. So that's
really, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, he's lived all over this fine land, though.
He's written some great rock epics, and I only say one thing.
He's the nicest guy in the world.
He should stop hogging those guitars, man, because collecting stuff is a sign of death.
True.
Go on.
Mystery Machine?
No, they're a mystery to me.
They're good. They're also on Network Records.
Okay, so. And lay some comments about them. Who are they?
They're noisy. They won Shindig, which is CITR's annual
battle.
Of the
Kiss of Death Shindig.
It. How do you know that?
I know that. It's contests. Winning contests are a kiss of death in rock.
That's true.
Yeah, it's, okay.
But I don't know. They had one release anyway. So far, they're still around.
Okay, go on.
Well, that's about it. They're Art Bergman.
The Unfaithfully Yours or whatever that album. I really like that album a lot.
Sounds like Elvis Costello, I thought.
Yeah.
That's me. And, a caller?
Caller?
Now, wait a second. Should we go to the song?
Go to the caller.
Go to the caller.
Service, oh, okay. Always serve. Okay, customer is always right.
That's right.
Hello, caller. Do you want to go on the hair?
This is the earliest interview I've ever done, I think.
That's one of the earliest for me, that's for sure. I'm feeling very sprightly, actually. And what do you think? How does it feel to be in that kind of enclave, the catacombs of vinyl?
I'm drawn towards vinyl and fluorescent light. You know that.
I know.
Dave Bedini is in our record library.
Listener, please turn down your radio.
Are you there? Caller.
Hello.
Hi.
I have but one word to say to the band.
Yes. I don't
Jane,
know.
Jane. Jane. Jane.
Hey, caller.
Hey, welcome to caller. My castle. Welcome
caller.
To my castle.
Caller.
Yes?
If Jane got into a fight with Claire, who would win?
I don't know, but your trip to England seemed fascinating.
Oh, it was.
What was the sort of reaction from the press to the Rheostatic?
Well, our last review in the NME, the press said it was a... Literally,
it
was like
something like this. Rheostatics introducing Happiness Sire from the NME with REM on the cover. In fact, from the edition of 17th of September 1994, could have that been the review?
That might have been it.
The title, Fan Letter to Michael Jackson, says it all. The Rheostatics are from Canada, are convinced of their ability to dazzle with lyrical wit, and have a very annoying penchant for fitting between trashy MTV
wig-outs
into quirky They Might Be Giants nonsense in the space of one song.
All right. Little golf clap for that.
Incredibly, this is their third LP. Incredibly, this is their third LP. One hopes, however, don't listen to this, Chris from Warner. One hopes whoever signed them duly feels a bit of a prick. One more time. One hopes whoever signed them duly feels a bit of a prick. Who signed you? And why did it only get you a rating of 2 out of 10 in the NME?
Seymour Stein signed us, and... he's responsible for all the music we make, because actually what we do is give him all our raw tapes, and he dubs over all his guitar parts and mixes them himself.
Because, you know, the thing about that review is, okay, you know, so it's a bad review. NME always gives bad reviews, you know, for everything, including their favorite friend, Billy Childish, who has a song, I Hate the NME. But you know what's pathetic about this review of you guys, Rheostatic? What's pathetic is Moist got a 3.
No!
Yeah, this is their review, a passable debut, in which the Canadian quintet Moist, top name fellas, churn out ballsy ballroom rock and roll. Opening track, Push, is impressive, dirty, while The Shrieking Love is a foot to the floor flyer. Those tracks aside, Moist fall between the stools of full-on rock and mainstream power pop. Not quite what the world has been waiting for, but they got a 3.
Well, I'm just lucky that we weren't called the stools of rock.
But you know what's
or the
totally
stool of rock.
About this issue of NME on the cover is that it's revealed in the front page, actually on page 3, Courtney reveals 3 new Kurt songs. And this is my question to the rock and roll band, the Rheostatics. it appears that Courtney Love has found a couple Kurt Cobain songs that were put aside by Kurt Cobain for distribution to famous rock and rollers.
Oh, yeah. Like Tony Bennett and stuff.
Kurt Cobain wrote a song for Mark Lanegan of the Screaming Trees, and Kurt Cobain also wrote a song for Iggy Pop. But now since Kurt Cobain is dead, Courtney Love is going to reverse the order. So she's going to give the Mark Lanegan song to Iggy Pop, and she's going to give the Iggy Pop song to Mark Lanegan. And I think what I'd like to do is steal back those songs and give them to the Rio Static.
There you go.
There you go.
And there's also a third one, too, which you can do. So
what's the third one?
Pass that on, all from NME, the 17th of September, 1994 edition, where the Rio Statics get a review of two and Moist gets three.
Well, Mystery Caller, and I do say Mystery Caller, you must remember that the people who write those articles are from a very tiny island that's highly populated with people who are very, very highly inbred.
The Isle of Wight, perhaps, where Hendrix played his last concert.
No, the Isle of Lucy, where Spinal Tap stopped during their prog rock days.
And this is how my cat feels about your album. And,
Cleo,
well, it's a pleasure to have you on the airwaves at CITR and be able to phone up and call you.
Yeah,
pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to be here. And how are the Evaporators?
We'll keep on rocking in the free world, Rio Statics. And just remember, in that hockey game that was played, it was Moist 3, Rio Statics.
2.
Okay. Do, 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 loop, do.
Do,
do,
do, do, do, do.
All right, gee.
Well, that's just a little piece of little piece of magic for you there, eh?
It was.
I believe that was Bruce Allen calling.
Yeah. I think it was. You know that whiny high pitched voice and all.
Oh, here, hold on. Late breaking media release: the Granville Island Farriers Great Garbage Can Art Contest, Sunday, September 25th, 1994. Artists in action.
11. I saw that on the news last night. It looked kind of interesting.
Really, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Dave, judging. 3 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Auction, 3:30 p.m. The main courtyard at Granville Island Public Market and Yuppieville.
Now, are Moist from Vancouver? Is
they
that
are
the deal?
From Vancouver.
Now,
but wait,
are they disliked or what? Like, what's the deal?
They are disliked by many.
Why? Are they not nice people? Or
no, just because they got that sort of major label alternative kind of sound.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know,
but
so
you know, you'd probably cry in your soup if you knew them as nice people.
But back to public service announcement reader Dave Clark.
And it says Wacky with a capital W.
We'll be there if it's Wacky.
Masterpieces. Proceeds to benefit the hospital art. Oh, no. Proceeds to benefit the hospital art therapy program. And that's a great way to get people feeling good. It's time for another kick of the garbage can, artistically speaking. And what we're doing is giving away a Great Garbage Can Art Contest T-shirt. And I guess you know, it doesn't really have anything to do with us. But, Dave, while you're picking your nose, I'll just say this. For those
I wasn't
you,
really picking. I was just kind of
rubbing
flicking,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those of you who really care about the world, and I know there are a lot of you out there because we divined that 5 out of 10 people care. You should...
No, I said 5 out of 10 don't care.
Yeah, that's... Again, I said 5 out of 10 do care. So that's 50-50.
No, you said
it?
7 out of 10 care.
Oh, no, Okay, I'm agreeing with you, but I say 7 out of 10... I say 7 out of 10 care. Anyways, I guess what we'll do is whoever calls in gets a T-shirt
Skill testing question, perhaps?
Sure.
Okay.
A hospital question.
A garbage can question.
Okay.
A garbage can hospital question.
What do you know about garbage cans and hospitals?
Well, all I know is like the Sesame Street character that lived in a garbage can, but that's too easy. Or is it too easy?
Well, yeah, it is. Very
it is. Okay.
Are there any hospitals that have garbage cans around your...
St. Elsewhere. Let's ask a St. Elsewhere question.
All right, sure. Okay.
Famous Canadian actor in St. Elsewhere.
Ooh, good one.
No, yeah?
That's a good one.
Okay, sure.
It's because it's so the series was so old. Yeah,
you got to remember that a lot of people who are listening here, they weren't even born when the thing was on.
Okay.
Okay. So why don't we give a listen to that that song?
Yeah, let's listen to it.
This is off the Neil Young tribute thingy, Out of the Blue. This is the Rio Statics and the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir with Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere on CITR 101.9 FM. If you've got any questions for the Rio Statics, give us a call, 822-CITR.
Well, I think I'd like to go back home and take it easy. there's a woman that I'd like to get to know living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down there. I gotta get away from this day to day running around. Everybody knows.
All right.
So there you go. Well,
that was neat. That sounded neat.
That sounded good. Yeah. There was a caller there who asked.